So, we've been through a lot today, a lot of beauty, a lot of joy, a lot of sacredness, as we started at our own creation of the eternal pool, to remind ourselves of our source, of our home that welcomes us back, of our divinity from the stars, of those that are always with us and always will be, and we are always with them. So allow yourself, because allowing, opening yourself, again, consciously, collectively, continuously, together here, inwardly, drop into that beautiful space, that magnificent organ, the countenance of our sacred love, our hearts. Drop into that space with the breath of the ocean, with the elements around you, with the dirt, the lava, the rocks, the magma that's beneath this island, the power that's beneath you, the power that reflects back to you. How powerful being of light and magnificence and eternal that you are. Breathe. Everything comes to alignment, to unity, into oneness, into coherence between you and spirit and the Creator. And all that is when you take a beautiful, conscious, nourishing breath, a breath of light, a breath of love, a breath from source. That is a powerful tool that we always have with us and that always connects us to our source, to our higher soul, to our level, higher level of consciousness. Breathe and allow yourself to love yourself at this moment from that source, that eternity that is always abundant within you, to flow from within you and to connect to the divinity that pours into you and all around you. Breathe. As you just walked and completed another form of union, of melding, of joy, of knowing that you are never alone, supporting one another, sharing soul, heart, connection, family, ohana, agaha, together, trusting, leading. Allow yourself to feel that empowerment, that elation, and the master that you are, walking together.
And we continue that message of mastery. And right now there is a beautiful coherence of energy between the hearts of everyone sitting around me. There is a field of entanglement that has been created. And as we attune to the synchronization of our hearts together, we have the ability to do something, for more than two are gathered. And right now in this field of coherence, we feel such serenity, tranquility, and peace. Let us use this as a group right now to transmit and send this energy out from the island of Hawaii out across the Pacific, out into the world, so that there is a wave being generated from this coherence, transmitting the energy of love, of peace, of gentleness, of compassion, of kindness. And let this wave continue to flow from our synchronized hearts. For many are in trouble right now, as hard as it is to believe in this beautiful, serene, peaceful place. And your light makes a difference to those around you. And so allow this wave of love that is being generated from our hearts right now, which is being amplified as each wave we create builds upon the other and transmits to all of our brothers and sisters around the globe. And we remind you that you too are included. Indeed, thank you for your light.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those listening later who are not here, this group finds itself on the lawn. Sun going down soon in a beautiful place on this big island called Hawaii. Dear ones, I wish to speak to the group right now and tell you a story. You've only been together for a few days, and yet there is a kind of sense of bonding already, of caring about one another. And it happens because there is now a coherence in the consciousness between you. You've come from all over the world, many different ages, and yet you have an appreciation for each one. The story I want to tell you is this. You've actually gone through several of the lessons that I have given to my partner about that which was taught in this place called Lemuria. The story I wish to tell you is that which happened in 2017 in this very area. That which is this side of the island, the big island, at about this time of year, when I gave my partner a detailed description of what was taught here, how it was taught, and what the attributes and the details were. This was the place where humanity started the template of sacredness. Some would say it was the Garden of Eden in the mythology you have of Adam and Eve. What I gave my partner was the information that there were six areas of teaching. I named them for him. I made it easy. I put it on the image of a wheel. Then of the six areas that I gave him, I told him there were six studies in each area. It became more complex. Half of the studies were for children, half for adults. And I told him to teach it. I told him it's going to be the instructions for life someday. When others discover what was there and the core essence, it's going to cover all of the aspects of a human's relation to the earth, to the Creator, and to each other. Instructions for life, instructions for behavior, instructions for love. My partner did not know what to do with that information. Of course, he said, let's do a book. It didn't work. the book would be too large. Because I started giving him more and more details. He tried to teach it in a conference or two. It didn't work. For it had to be taught like the children and the young adults were taught here. It had to be storytelling, so that they would remember it and so they would use it. And so he has developed the class and barely finished even today. And it has taken 47 lessons. Even at that, it's not complete. But what I wanted to tell you is about one of the lessons, just one. The students gathered together on a lawn much like this and were asked to stand and go to another area that was dirt. They were told to stand a certain distance apart. Then they were given instructions on how to draw a large circle around themselves in the dirt. But as each student tried to draw that circle in the dirt, they realized that it intersected the circle of the one next to them. But they continued, and all of them had circles in the dirt and stood there, while that teacher from the stars asked them to take a look at what they had done. And she began a profound teaching about human beings and each other and their effect, their conscious field, and how big it might be. And she started asking them to count the number of times the circle intersected with another circle in all of the student group. It didn't take long for them to realize that the counting wasn't what she was after as the instructor. It was the awareness that they all overlapped. Today, you got a brief glimpse of that overlap. She went on to discuss that which is a consciousness of a human being, a field, perhaps, that really stretches out quite a way. But because the circles all overlap, every single one consciousness touched them all. This was the beginning of the teaching of something called coherence and the field. Today you may have felt a little of that. How do you feel today about someone you didn't know a few days ago? Could you even say you care about them? And the answer is overwhelmingly yes. Indeed, you are part of a group that is being taught. You are part of a group that is experiencing things. But other than that, there is a core feeling of compassion. You're starting to feel something perhaps you didn't even expect. The exercise you went through today was called Never Alone. For those listening, it's like a human tunnel where one would travel through it blindfolded, touching only the hands of those in the tunnel. And those hands would be reaching out, and also the humans would be giving encouragement. You're magnificent. Come this way. We love you. Walk this way. It's okay you can't see. Come this way. We'll take care of you. Come this way. This is another lesson that the students went through in this grand place, all for one reason, that you might someday apply it to life and understand that as you walk through life, you are not alone, not just humans not being alone. You have an angelic force with you. There are entities you don't know around you. There are helpers around you. There are those who care around you. At your lowest ebb, when you felt no one was there, when you felt no one cared, when you perhaps sat in the dark with tears in your eyes, The truth is that there were numbers around you holding out their hands, pleading with you to let them touch you. And you didn't. Perhaps all of you can relate to that time. But now you know better. This is the way of it. If you ever find yourself there again, I want you to stand and reach out your hand and say, touch me and show me where you are and what to do next. And then stand back. Because that's when you're overwhelmed with the love of Spirit and those around you who are designed to be here with you. You set this up before you got here, that there would be helpers for you, walk you through life, if you allowed it. That's the free choice, dear ones. That's another lesson that those from the stars taught every student, that they could take the sacred information and throw it away if they wanted to when they were done. Free choice. I challenge each of you never to be alone. Anyone listening to this after the fact, I challenge you to understand that the system of God is for you never to be alone, ever, as you walk this which you call human life. From the moment the first breath till the moment the last breath, you're never alone. I'm crying in love with humanity, and for good reason. And so it is.